Wagoner's Walk. On Thursday lunchtime, Rob Pengelly came back from the magistrate's court.
Rob, what happened?
Nothing. It was adjourned.
Adjourned?
So that the police lawyers could prepare their case.
Oh, so he hasn't been committed for trial yet?
Not yet, no.
But they must have remanded him, didn't they?
Yes, the magistrates gave him bail.
Bail?
Yeah. They said there were no grounds for remanding him in custody. I suppose that makes sense, really, when you come to think of it. I mean, if he was innocent...
But he's not innocent.
Well, you know that, Sophie, but... Well, Dickon was explaining it to us.
Dickon who?
Yeah, Dickon Firth. He's a reporter from the Hampstead Herald.
Oh, no, you're not telling me it's going to be all over that, too.
No, they're not allowed to publish details of rape cases.
Well, thank goodness for that.
Look, let's have some coffee. I've been meaning to make some for the past half hour. I suppose that must mean he hasn't got a previous record, the fact that he got bail.
Well, that's what Dickon thought.
No, he knows everything, doesn't he, this Dickon?
Look, on second thoughts, let's not have coffee, let's all have a drink. I'm sure you could do with one, Sophie.
Look, I'm all right.
There's a new bottle of scotch in the larder. Rob, you get it, and I'll get some glasses.
Okay.
He'll get bail next time as well, then, won't he?
Probably.
Well, that means he'll be on the loose all the time until the trial.
I'm afraid so.
Oh, he wouldn't come near you again, though, Sophie. Here, have a drink.
How do you know? Thank you.
Well, he'd have had it if he did, wouldn't he?
You mean you think he might get off if he's only done it once?
I don't mean that, Sophie. Look, the police wouldn't be bringing the prosecution if they didn't think there was a good case against him. All this stuff about it being up to you, that's not true. Ultimately, the decision rests with them. They must think you've got a good case.
Yeah, I suppose Dickon told you that too.
Yeah.
It is his job to know about these things, you see, Sophie. He's a reporter. And he is a very nice young man.
I'm glad you said that, Claire, because, well, providing you're agreeable, he wants to come and share the top flat with me. Is something wrong?
Oh, no, nothing. I'm sure he'll be a super tenant.
Oh, no!
Sophie! What on earth's wrong? What have I said?
It's just... Dear Rob, she was going to ask if she could move in upstairs with you after all.
You're back, then. Took you long enough.
There was a lot of hanging about.
Oh? What happened?
Adjourned. He's out on bail.
Bail?
Aye.
What did he look like?
Ordinary. Dark hair. Bit weedy.
You seem depressed.
Yeah, I am. I thought he was going to be someone I could hate. Instead of which I find Sophie's had the fright of her life from some dreary little estate agent.
Respectable type.
Oh, yes.
You really cut up about this thing, aren't you?
I feel so bloody guilty.
Why, it's not your fault it happened.
Well, I suppose not, though. If I hadn't been so unreliable, she might not have carried on at the restaurant the way that Lynn and Rob said she did.
You better not go around saying that outside this office. Otherwise, they'll have you as a witness for the defence.
Oh, I guess so. Oh, God, man, I wish there was some way I could make up for what's happened.
Do you love her?
Don't know, Matt. Well, you know me. I'm like Groucho Marx. I don't want to belong to any club that'd have me as a member.
About the attraction of Claire?
Oh, yeah, Claire. God, I've had a right year, haven't I? I don't think I know what love is, Matt, to be quite honest. But I've never felt so sick and angry about anything as I did when I heard Sophie had been raped. That must mean something.
Now, here you are. Here's your private room.
Ah, this looks better.
Would you like me to help you into bed?
Yes, please.
Well, just let's get your pillows right. Now, you come round this way. There you are.
Oh.
Now, nice and comfy.
Yes, thank you.
Now, here's your telephone. And that's your remote control switch for your television.
Oh, splendid.
And your bell.
Thank you very much.
Do you want the television on?
No, thank you. I shall rest. I've had hardly a wink of sleep these past two nights. All the coughing and moaning and rushing up and down. I don't know what was happening to the man in the bed next to mine last night. They took him out and then they brought him back. Then they put cot sides on his bed. Then he was shouting. Oh, finally they gave him an injection. but it was lights and noise half the night.
Oh, you poor old thing.
Then, of course, they wake you up at 6 o'clock. The least restful place in the world, a hospital ward.
Yes. Well, it's quieter over here.
I hope so. Well, I don't understand why I wasn't brought over here in the first place. My son knows perfectly well I have a private health insurance policy.
Oh.
Oh, hello, Peter. Is it a terrible day?
Yes. I'm soaked, just running in from the car.
Nice earlier on, too. The kids out in the car, are they?
Yes, yes, I've just collected them from the playgroup.
Oh, you've got your hands full, haven't you? And Arthur ill as well.
Yes, yes, there is quite a lot to do. Can I have a block of ice cream, please, Shirley? That 77 is the one they like.
Oh, this one?
Yes, that's right.
How is Arthur? George said he'd had a terrible turn earlier in the week.
Yes, well, he's in hospital still.
Oh.
I think bronchopneumonia takes quite a while at his age. He didn't seem very well yesterday.
Didn't he?
Oh,
poor old Arthur.
Still, he's in the best place.
Oh, yes. Right, that's 42 pence, please, Peter.
Oh, fine. Oh, and I'll have a bottle of orange squash as well.
Right. That's 27.69 altogether.
Right. Yes, I shall go in and see him again this evening. I could get in there before the evening. It's difficult to tell how he is, always seeing him late in the day.
Mm.
There we are, 69p.
Thanks. Yes, well, I suppose he's tired by then, isn't he?
Yes, that's right. I was hoping I might be able to farm the girls out to various friends this afternoon, but so far I've only managed to place Abby. That's a trouble, having three.
Oh, well, I'd look after the twins for you, if you like.
You would? But what about the shop?
Early closing. You've only just caught me.
Oh, Shirley, that would be wonderful. I could drop them round to you after lunch.
No, I'll come over to you, Peter, if that's all right. They've got all their toys over at your place.
Well, are you sure? That's very kind of you.
Oh, certainly, I'll be glad to. I could change from standing behind this counter looking at the door.
Yes. How much longer are you keeping the shop on? I thought I heard you were giving it up.
Yes, I am. Saturday week's my last day.
Saturday week?
Yeah. Kids can help me make some last bargain notices.
I wouldn't bank on that. They'd be fairly illegible.
Oh, no, I'm only joking.
So, who's taking it over?
Ramesh Patel.
Is he? Expanding his empire, then.
Yeah, he's doing all right, Ramesh. Mind you, he works hard. I wouldn't stay up in all the hours he does.
Are you sorry to be giving it up?
Oh, well, yes and no, really. I don't want to run it here on my own, but... Oh, I don't know. Somehow now I know it's definite it's going. Well, it's a bit sad, you know. It's a bit of a wrench.
Hmm. What are you going to do?
I don't know. Some nice regular job that doesn't mean getting up at 5:45 in the morning. Of course, you know I'm doing an open university course.
No?
Yes. Oh, yes. Foundation Technology, it's called. There's a great packet of stuff arrived from them this week. Something called a computer-marked assignment. It's sort of maths and stuff, you know.
So you started?
No, I haven't. I don't start until February, but they want us to have a look through it all before we start.
Oh, I see.
It frightens the life out of me, to be quite honest, Peter. Anyway, they said not to touch it until after this meeting we're having with the tutor counsellor. Here, look! Your Abigail's opened the car door.
Oh, no, has she?
Oh.
She is naughty. I'd better get out there. Look, if it's still raining like this, Shirley, I'll come over and pick you up. About 2:30, okay? Yeah, come in, Claire. I'm just finishing my ironing.
Oh.
How's Sophie?
She's calmed down a bit. She's gone over to the old bakery to have a sleep. I gather she didn't sleep much last night.
Claire, she did say she didn't want to move in here last time I asked her.
I know. It's just... Well, she thinks she's outstaying her welcome at the old bakery.
Yeah, I can understand that.
What I was wondering, Rob...
Yeah?
I know it's awfully bossy of me.
Go on.
But we have had three in the flat before.
No, I'm sorry, Claire.
Oh.
There's only two bedrooms, and I'm not prepared to share a bedroom.
I see.
I don't mind sharing a flat, but I've got to have a certain amount of privacy.
That's fair enough.
I'm sorry about Sophie, I really am, but there it is. I mean, she could come and sleep on the sofa for a week or two.
Yes. I think she probably needs to find something a bit more permanent than that. And there is another possibility... I don't know what you'd think of it.
Yeah?
Well, I don't think she would actually want to live downstairs with us. Come to think of it, I'm not sure Mike would want her to. having just got rid of Sonia.
Go on.
But if it's just a question of bedrooms, she could move into the room Sonia's been in. Joanna's old room, that is.
Sonia's not coming back, then?
No, at least I hope not. And then maybe share with you and Dickon as far as kitchen and living rooms are concerned.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that would be fine.
If she's agreeable, and Dickon.
Will you ask him? And if he is, will you tell her it's all right with me?
Father? Father? Are you asleep?
Oh, you've come.
I didn't know where you were, Father. I got a bit of a fright when you weren't on the ward. How are you?
Very poorly.
Well, you're looking better. How long have you been over here?
Since lunchtime.
Oh.
Are you planning to stay? You better sit down.
Oh, thank you. Oh. Now, Liz sends her love, and Shirley Edwards. She's looking after the children, by the way.
Oh, yes.
And Jeremy sent you this get-well card. He made it himself.
Very nice. Put it over there, would you?
Ah, yes. Did you ask to come over here, Father?
Oh, I should think I did ask to come over. It amazes me, Peter, that you didn't arrange it for me.
Well, you were so ill, I didn't think of it. You should have asked me.
I didn't have time. You were gone before I could say a word. Anyway, I shouldn't have needed to ask you, Peter. It's beyond my comprehension to leave me lying there, a man of my age, in a ward like that. I'd hardly a wink of sleep the past 2 nights. The noise in that ward, coughing and moaning and rushing up and down. And I don't know what was the matter with the man in the bed next to mine. First they took him out, then they brought him back, then they put cot sides on his bed, then he was shouting, then they gave him an injection. Oh, there was lights and noise half the night.
Sounds as if you enjoyed it.
Well, enjoyed? How could I enjoy a pantomime like that? I'm a sick man, Peter.
Oh, yes, I know. I was only teasing.
Oh, I can't imagine how you didn't perceive what an ordeal it must have been for me, that ward, Peter.
Well, I'm sorry.
All those sick people, the television blaring away.
Well, at least they saved your life, the staff on the public ward. Anyway, another time I'll make sure you have private treatment from the start, I promise.
Another time? I don't suppose there'll be another time. Another time I'll finish up 6 feet under.
Hello, darling.
Mike, hello. Good day?
Oh, yeah, fine. What about you? Oh, how was Sophie?
Very edgy. You heard from Dickon what happened.
Adjourned, yes.
And he got bail.
Oh, well, that's the way it goes.
She's very worried about that.
Oh, I don't think he'd dare come near her again.
That's what I told her. Mike?
Yeah?
Did Dickon tell you he was going to move in with Rob?
Yes, he did. Yes, he seemed as pleased as Punch about it.
Yes. The trouble is, Sophie wanted to move in up there.
Oh, did she? Oh. Well, there's enough room for three.
Yes, but Rob doesn't want that. So, well, I hope you don't mind, but I told him Sophie could use the studio, provided she did all her cooking and washing upstairs with them.
Oh. What, move into the studio, do you mean?
Yes. You do mind?
Well, I mean, after Sonia went, I thought we weren't going to have anyone else staying in that room.
I know, but she needs somewhere to go, Mike, somewhere local. She's in a very disturbed state.
Oh, I'm sure she is. And that's exactly why we could do without her. I mean, we've had enough lame ducks for the time being.
Do you want me to withdraw the offer?
No. It's just sometimes I get fed up with a house full of lodgers. Anyway. How's Sophie fixed with Bill?
Bill?
Well, wasn't she going out with him?
I think that's over.
He won't be coming round here then to see her?
I don't think so. I don't know.